Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's financial focus. Love languages can help you enjoy Valentine's Day on a budget. Valentine's Day doesn't have to break the bank. In fact, the most meaningful expressions of love often cost little to nothing. The key is understanding your partner's love language and tailoring your approach accordingly. When you know what makes your partner feel truly valued, you can create memorable experiences without the financial pressure that often accompanies this holiday. The five love languages, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch, offer a roadmap for showing affection without overspending. Here's how to express your love while staying financially smart this Valentine's Day. Words of affirmation. For partners who value verbal expressions of love, heartfelt words matter far more than expensive gifts. Write a letter expressing what you appreciate about them. Create a personalized playlist with songs that remind you of your relationship, or record a video message. All are free, but carry immense emotional value. For this love language, thoughtful expression surpasses financial investment every time. Acts of service. If your partner feels loved through helpful actions, Valentine's Day is about sweat equity, not spending. Cook their favorite meal, tackle chores they've been dreading, or, for those who have expressed frustration with budgeting, create a simple budget tracker or spreadsheet tucked into a decorative folder. Your time and effort demonstrate your love. The beauty of acts of service is that they cost little to nothing but demonstrate care and attention. Receiving gifts. Even gift-oriented partners don't need expensive presents to feel valued. Focus on thoughtfulness and personalization over price tags. Try DIY crafts that show you put time into creating something. Explore thrift stores for vintage treasures, or consider giving stock in a company your partner loves, a retail store, a tech brand, or a coffee chain. Many platforms offer fractional shares, so you don't need a huge budget. Remember, a $10 item chosen with care can mean more than a $100 generic gift. Quality time. For those who value undivided attention, experiences often cost less than gifts. Check for free museum days, plan a scenic picnic, go stargazing, or create a cozy home movie night with homemade popcorn. The key is being fully present without distractions. For a longer-term outlook, consider a future fund jar for shared goals, like a couple's massage or a trip. Make the first deposit and pair it with a handwritten note about building dreams together. Physical touch. Intimacy and affection are inherently free, but small comfort investments can enhance closeness. Create an at-home spa experience with inexpensive bath products. Invest in cozy blankets for cuddling, or clear space in your living room for dancing together. These minimal purchases amplify connection without requiring significant spending. There's no wrong way to celebrate Valentine's Day, and overspending isn't necessary. If you're diligent about budgeting, you'll know what you can afford to spend. Understanding your partner's love language empowers you to express affection in ways that resonate deeply, without the financial stress. The best Valentine celebrations come from the heart, not the wallet. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.